Welcome along to the podcast opener for the Rush Hour with Ange Wembley, Katie Lamb, Joel the producer, who is currently just finishing off something, and myself, Leechy, the panel op. And by the way, pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples is what we're talking about right now. Now, Lammy, I think she's realised that she's forgotten. After every single show we do a podcast. No, you're heading home to Pizarka. But anyway, we've got her back. She is here. But pointy pineapples. So for those people that don't know what pointy pineapples is, it's really simple. Just come up to us at the pub and just say pointy pineapples and you never know what you might get.
Well, we've said in the T's and C's, you will get a beer or it could be a spirit or something, but it's not top shelf, Leechy. So a vodka soda lime, for instance.
So I can't get a lime burner scotch, which would be like, you know, $25 a shot.
No, absolutely not.
Disappointing.
So it's a beer. It could be like a vodka soda liner. Or someone said, well, gin and tonic will allow it.
Offered up a $50 note.
You have done that. That's true.
I have. Yeah.
But that's the very first person to say pointy pineapples to you. They get the cash that's it.
And the next person can get 50 off Katie.
Yeah. No,
absolutely not. No. I don't have 50.
Today we talk unpopular opinions.
In fact, pointy pineapples. Can I have it?
Yeah. We also have our red hot debates and it fires up between Palmy and Palmers. And also, supposedly, Embers and Katie are after an apology. We'll find out what that's about right now.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Floriette in a Luwaroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Wembley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Wembley and Katie Lamb.
1-1-3-5-3. We want to hear about your cute or quirky community.
This is an adorable story, by the way. So since October, Laughlane Primary School students have been riding to school on a bike bus. What's a bike bus, you ask? Yeah. Well, Mr. Gallardi, Massimo Gallardi, you know the Gallardis, Embers?
I do know the Gallardis, yes.
Not Tony
Gallardi. From the Spud Shed.
This is a primary school. Daddy's name is Massimo Gallardi. He started this. So basically his kids wanted to go for a ride and it all started with he said, all right, well, we can go and pick up your mates on the way. So he jumped on his bike. His kids jumped on their bikes and they basically went, picked up their friends from their houses and then they went around and picked up another couple
that
of friends.
So lovely.
And now they're doing it almost every day to Laughlane Primary School. There's a little bike bus. Parents get involved as well if your kids are a little bit younger and they jump on. And I'm sorry, but that is a cute community.
That is really good. You know, can we cut that?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Now, well done. That's very, very nice. And that's exactly what we're talking about on 1-3-3-5-3. Cute communities. That's quite cute. Now, there is also things that happen in your community that could be a bit creepy as well, Katie.
Or quirky, just in case.
So I, for about a month, right, was getting bottles of red wine and white wine dropped off to my front door.
Oh, my God, that's cute.
But the thing was, it was every single bottle had like a little bit of liquid had been taken out of it. So they weren't full bottles.
Oh, so someone's been drinking
half
and then
bottles, three-quarter bottles. And I'm thinking, this is strange. And so and I said to my wife, like, what's going on? She goes, well, I'm not sure, but I'm still going to drink it. I said, babe, don't drink it, you know. And then found out a little bit later that it was a wonderful neighbour of mine who was dropping bottles off. He owns pubs and restaurants. And when people would come and get them to try their wine at the restaurant, he would bring them home and give them to the neighbourhood.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So basically just opened bottles of wine that they can no longer
that they tried at work and go, well, you know what? Yeah, we like that. We'll order some in.
And we don't want to waste it.
By the way, why don't you have a bit of it?
So let's give it to the alcoholics of the neighbour, Andrew Embley.
We would say that's it's a nice neighbourhood.
I would say that's a cute neighbourhood.
Cute neighbourhood. And that's why we are doing
Embers and Katie's Cute Communities.
And so we're looking for cute stuff, but we're also looking for stuff that might be a bit weird, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, not everything's great.
Something a little bit quirky. Maybe they might think it's cute, but maybe it's something that's not great. I mean, just recently on my street, there's been a man who's been arrested twice. And I wouldn't say that's cute. I would say that's quirky.
Oh, quirky community.
Like that. What sort of area do you live in?
Sort of the Scarborough Double View.
Yeah, he's going away for a long time.
1-3-3-5-3. We want to hear about your cute
or quirky communities. We've got a double pass to the Eagles versus GWS Giants happening this Sunday at Optus Stadium, up for grabs for the best caller of the day. So 133353, your cute or slightly quirky communities. Let's find out about them.
Let's go to producer Joel. He's always got something pretty cute or quirky. G'day, Joel. Are you there?
Do you think I'm cute or quirky, real quick?
I think Redhead. You're quirky.
Thanks, mate. No, there's actually a very cute thing in my neighbourhood, guys. There's actually a, like, sort of a dollhouse-sized little box that's built next to someone's letterbox. It's filled with children's books, and there's a little plaque on the front of it, like, life short, grab a book and read.
Aww.
So the kids can take it, borrow the books, and bring it back whenever they want. So free books for the community. Real cute.
Aww,
very nice.
Very nice.
No, that's good.
What a cute getting community.
Drawing kids to come to the house.
Yes.
Oh, so you think that's a bit quirky?
Could be a bit creepy in the way.
Creepy. Quirky community.
I mean, I think there's a lot of those that are around a lot of communities nowadays.
No, I think
there?
That is actually adorable. Scott's in Gladstone. Hello, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Scotty, where's Gladstone?
I used to live there. That's in central Queensland.
Oh. I was about to say. Oh,
I was going to say, I've never heard of that in Perth. Yeah, where are you in Perth now?
Pinjarra.
Oh, okay. Pinjarra.
Beautiful.
That's good. Man.
There you go. Scotty from Pinjarra, tell us your little community quirk.
The estate that I live in has got a lot of retirees, especially in the street that I live in.
Yep.
And, yeah, they obviously all found out that I was back in town because I obviously lived over here for 30 years before I went to Queensland for a bit. Anyway, they knock on the door and get me to do all handyman stuff. So I've repaired taps, I've helped unload firewood and put it in the house so that they can keep warm over the winter months, and I get rewarded at the same time. They give me a roast on this Saturday, so they've invited me over for a roast for fixing the taps.
Oh, my God, yum.
The firewood guy, it's his 80th birthday on Anzac Day, and he's invited me to his 80th birthday.
Oh,
so,
what a cute community.
That is adorable. You're just like the local legend, it sounds, Scotty.
Yeah, well, that's it. And there's other people that I help,
thanks.
And they don't give me anything, which I don't ask for anything and stuff like that. And,
yeah, but you'd like a roast. And a lasagna wouldn't go astray.
Yes, very nice.
Good maybe on you, Scotty. Beef stroganoff. You've done a wonderful job in the area of Pinjarra there. Good on you. Look out for Scotty. Hey, you know who's up next?
Yes.
Coco from Bayswater. G'day, Coco.
Hello, how are you?
Coco, we are so well. Tell us about your community. What's creepy or quirky or even nice there?
It's really cute. So it's actually my dad's house. His neighbour looks after the pool while he's away. So they've taken a sheet of fencing out and he cleans the pool. So he works a 3-in-1 roster. So he cleans the pool and dad's hooked up the retic to go to his backyard. So they do the veggies and they share them, and it's super cute.
That's adorable. I like that.
Yeah.
What a cute community.
Okay.
Yeah.
They share the veggie patches there?
Yeah, yeah. So when things are ready, like they'll divvy it up between them when dad's home and stuff, and yeah, he comes home, and during summer I'll pop over and have a swim in the pool, and I'll take a photo and just rub it into him when he's away at work.
What else are they growing in their veg patch that they're sharing?
Nah, just veggies and herbs
tomatoes,
and stuff. Yeah.
And some herbs.
What sort of herbs, Coco?
I think they've got a parsley and
green colour.
Yeah, green
greenery. So. Not that kind of greenhouse.
Quirky community.
That would be a bit quirky,
they get on the greenery and then they go for a swim. I like
it. Just float around.
And then they're really hungry after.
Yeah.
But they've got the veggie patch there to munch on. So, I love that, Coco. That is cute.
Just after some twisties and some cheese, that's all I need after.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
$500 up for grabs right now. All you need to do is be the best debater. 133353. Is it Palmy or Palmer?
Listen, to be completely honest with you,
yeah,
I actually don't really care.
Oh, God.
But I think it's Palmy. Is that right?
Yeah, it's Palmy, definitely, I think, in WA. We call it Palmy.
I
think
Palmy,
over east they call it Palmer. And
it's probably
just
a really
right.
unpopular opinion, right? But I actually think that the Palmy or Palmer is completely overrated.
Sorry.
You don't like chicken, you don't like Palmies when you go to the pub.
I've never ever ordered a Palmy in my life. There you go.
What?
I've never been out and ordered a Palmy, ever.
What?
All right.
Anyway, this
that is literally
we'll talk
my
about
go-to.
That another day, but it's completely overrated.
Well, this is a whole new debate in itself. We'll get back to this later,
steak
I think,
and chips and mushroom
this is
sauce
ridiculous.
Any day.
Sure, schnitty's great, but...
Yeah, sure, but we don't need to knock the Palmy.
Oh,
anyway.
God.
That's not what we're talking about. Ember's being a flog. 133353, we need you to debate whether it's Palmy or Palmer. Currently on Triple M Perth Insta, you can vote Palmy 94%, yes. Palmer 6%. So, but well, hey, it's not about whether we
you
agree.
Know what? No. Yeah, I reckon you got probably a more chance of getting on air and convincing us that it's Palmer because everyone's going to go Palmy. So there you go. 133353, let us know. And as Katie said, it's not actually what we think is right or wrong. You just got to sell your case.
Yep.
Convince us.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Okay, 133353. We asked you to call because we've got $500 up for grabs right now for the best debater, Embers. What is the topic they'll be debating?
Is it Palmy or is it Palmer? Now, I know here in WA we call it the
Palmy.
Palmy.
Over East they call it
the Palmer.
So, you know, I can see both sides of it. We're in WA, we go for Palmy. Most people on Instagram have voted Palmy, but it doesn't matter what's right or wrong. It's who can argue the best case.
Exactly, Katie. Let's kick things off. Michael, a regular from the show. He's from Kensington. G'day, Michael.
Hello, Embers. Hello, Katie. Hello, Leachy, and the rest of the Rush Hour team.
Hello. Hello.
Good on you, Michael. That's wonderful. Good on you, Michael.
No, this is what he's doing. He's being very nice to the adjudicators. He's been in the debating team, I can tell.
He knows how to play the game. Michael is for Palmy. Is that correct?
That is right, Embers.
All right,
yes.
Michael.
You've got 30 seconds on the clock to convince us. Michael, your time starts.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a firm believer in the term Palmy, being from WA. It is a very important pub staple. You go to every pub in WA, they serve that dish. It is very important to the state of WA. If you say Palmer, you're likely to get it confused with a Queensland politician. So it's very important if you are from WA, you use the term Palmy.
That's not bad.
Yes, I think he was alluding to good old Clive.
Palmer.
Yes, very good by you, Michael.
Good. I liked it.
Okay. Is set.
He will be taking on Imogen from Hocking. Hello, Imogen.
Hello,
Imogen. Now, you've got Palmer, whether you believe in it or not, I'm unsure. Do you say Palmy or Palmer in general?
Palmer.
Okay.
Strong believer in Palmer.
Wow, all right.
This is perfect. This is exactly what we're talking about. All right, Imogen, you got 30 seconds on the clock. Convince us why it is Palmer.
Well, if we're looking at the full word Parmigiana, it's Parmigiana. So I think we're going with Palmer because this all this Aussie slang is a little bit poor on people's behalf. So if we're going to a pub and we're going, can I have a chicken Palmer? We're a bit more, you know, a bit more classier, not as bogan. They're going to serve us one with a little bit more chips on the side because we're that little bit
Imogen, right. That was actually a really good case too.
I can't lie. It is actually spelled Parmigiana. But anyway, you know, just going to put a dent in Imogen.
Excuse me, Leach, you didn't ask for your opinion. Listen, I thought Imogen was very good too.
I thought both of them were very good. Michael, I think, was fantastic. He said Palmy. He said we call it Palmy over here, not to be mistaken with Clive Palmer. Yeah,
that's a good line.
But Imogen from Hocking said Palm, and look, I don't actually agree, but the word, how she sort of said that it's Parmigiana, Parmigiana.
Oh, no.
I think it's a better case. I'm sorry, Imogen, for $500.
Imogen, well done. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys.
Well done. Well played. Michael Stiff. Oh
my
goodness.
Would be stiff, Michael. But he does get a chicken treat voucher.
Michael, wow.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isri Seats. Who better to get your tips from than a guy who does this? Andrew Embley. Ripping goal. Gets to Embley, and that could be the game-winning goal. From 43. Just Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Footy Tips.
Now, I enjoy doing my footy tips, but what I don't enjoy is when Katie Lamb, every single Thursday, she goes over and she says, so this is what she says to me today, the Rush Hour family. Mm. She says, hey, Embers, who do you think will win out of Gold Coast and Adelaide? And I said, well, considering the Gold Coast Suns are playing the Western Bulldogs this week, I'm not really sure how I'm going to answer that question.
So Gold Coast or Adelaide?
So like... Gold Coast and Adelaide will probably win both of them. No. But they're not playing each other.
Okay. So I just liked you because, you know, I'm in the work footy comp, like I know so many people are. A lot of people get very invested in their footy tipping. So I just want to ask a few questions from time to time. Be patient, please.
Do you have a question that you would like to ask me?
Who's winning out of Gold Coast and Adelaide? No. Could Geelong beat Adelaide?
They could, but I don't think they will. I think Adelaide win it. Home.
Okay, I've changed my tip to that.
Hey, before we get into some of the tips this week, Ken, the West Coast Eagles have just released that Oscar Allen will need surgery that knee. So that's really disappointing. So won't be seeing him till the second half of the season. Young Elijah Hewitt too. He unfortunately has got a foot injury. He needs surgery. So both of those players back after the season. So
good Lord.
Not
what do they do in their pre-season? Like, why do they all just go down with injury and then need all of the surgeries?
Very disappointing. Just having a look at the moment.
Speaking of injuries.
St Kilda player, that's really hurt. I won't talk about that because it doesn't look good whatsoever. Hey, the West Coast Eagles, they're taking on the GWS Giants on Sunday. And right now they've got a few players that have come into that team. Jermaine Jones, which I was a little bit surprised that he missed the first week in selection. He's back. Really like his run and dash off halfback. He showed a bit last year before he got injured. So he's back into the team. And Ryan Marrick, he signed a 2-year contract extension. Looking forward to seeing him back as well because I reckon he could be an important player inside that forward line with no Oscar Allen this week.
Getting back to your tips for an upset for the round, I know Freo were very good last week and they beat Brisbane, but North Melbourne didn't look too bad and they're at home.
Matt Tavernard, Josh Draper, Brandon Walker, Jago O'Meara back for the Fremantle Dockers. Oscar McDonald, of course, is injured, as is Brennan Cox. Neil Erasmus has been omitted and Carl Warner with that.
So you're telling me Freo's going to win?
Protocols. I still think Fremantle win. You can't back against Fremantle this week.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. And Gold Coast, who are they playing? Sorry.
Gold Coast and Western Bulldogs is an interesting one. Yeah, that game's in Ballarat. I'm not sure if Gold Coast is an upset if you say that they win, but I think Gold Coast will beat Western Bulldogs.
Okay, so Gold Coast is the upset of the round.
Maybe.
There you go. Heard it here first.
That injury that's happening at the Triple MCG right now, Mason Wood looks like he's gone down in a bit of a marking contest, it seems. So
it didn't look good whatsoever. No. So fingers crossed he's going to be okay.
Triple M's Wheel of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses, high vis to hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
Right now, we have $14,000 to give away. Embers, all you need to do is guess what's inside our Wheelie Bin of Fortune to win a really big prize. Well,
that's right. $14,000 is a really big prize. And there was another clue given away this morning, Leachy.
0 degrees.
Zero degrees. So you put that with all of the other clues, plus you check out the incorrect guesses at Triple M Perth Insta. You carry the one. Oh, I get it. I know what it is. Well, it's pretty easy. Zero degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, use your head. Amanda.
Amanda is from Coogee. G'day, Amanda.
Hello, how you going?
How you feeling?
Hi, Amanda.
Nervous.
Excited. What would you do with $14,000?
My daughter wants to go work overseas for 6 months. I'd probably go and visit her while she's there.
That's cool. Whereabouts overseas, Amanda?
Oh, she's looking at Canada for the ski season.
That would be amazing. Joy. Yeah, no, I'm very happy to go.
Pop your skis on, jacket. That would be a lot of fun. All right. Have you been playing the smart way? You know, the clues, incorrect guesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound nervous.
Amanda.
I am.
For $14,000.
How much?
$14,000.
And can we just say, you go.
What you believe is in our Triple M Wheelie Bin of Fortune.
I think it's a basketball ring or like a hoop, you know, the thing that goes on that people throw the ball through.
Basketball hoop, like a little ring.
Yeah, or a ring. No, the ring that's basketball on the backboard, ring. But just the ring bit, yeah.
just the ring.
Okay, so just
it looks like a zero.
So, oh, so zero just the degrees. Ring
without the backboard.
So just the ring.
Well, I don't think the backboard would fit in the bin.
Fair enough.
But I don't think so, given the dimensions, I don't know.
And the ring.
Now you've got me questioning myself.
No, hey. We're just here to, you know,
when
throw a few
support.
Spanners in the works and talk it through. You reckon the ring would take up at least half of the wheelie bin?
Yeah, because the dimensions are like, what, 930 high and a basketball ring's like... And 450.
Definitely.
And then there's a little back bit.
Find that probably between
Suspense
Hutton and Odin.
Is over.
We don't know the answer, by
the
way.
Let's go to producer Joel.
Hello,
producer
team.
Joel.
Hey, real quick, Amanda, who do you think's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Good call.
Oh, I don't know. LeBron?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Nah, never even got a clue. Jordan.
Well, I just thought I'd try and bring something interesting to this because that was a terrible guess. That's incorrect.
That was not terrible, Amanda.
Honestly,
actually, that was the best guess we have ever
I thought
had.
To myself,
are you
Jordan,
giving day,
it away.
Oh, Amanda, don't rat me out. That was the best guess. I thought because 0 degrees, it's a zero. You can find it
on Odin
and
Hutton
Street.
Ice in my veins. The basketballers say ice in my veins. So that was well thinking of the freezing
ice
thing.
In my veins. I like
okay,
it.
Basketball fan.
I'm not actually.
You've just done your research, Amanda, and that's why we love it.
So my unpopular opinion, and the reason why I said this before, is because we're talking about Palmy or Palmer. And I said I didn't actually really care because I don't rate it. I know, and everyone loves Palmies.
I am shook it.
I have never, ever ordered a Palmy in my life.
Okay, first of all, can you just stop being so aggressive?
I'm trying to get my point across that I don't like it.
No, I would rather you punch me in the face. Like, that is so aggressive. First of all,
I'm sure
Palmies,
that can be arranged anyway.
Come over here. Let me give you a hug.
First of all, Palmies are what you order when you go to the pub. Lychee.
It's the go-to.
It's the go-to. Yeah. If you're un-Australian if you don't like a Palmy.
If you look at a menu and you go, oh, I don't exactly know, I'll just go the Palmy.
Totally.
It'll be lovely. And
it's your safe 97% option.
97% of the time.
Like,
it's really good.
I like schnitzels. I like the crunch, but I just don't like the tomato, you know, the sauce that goes over it to make it mushy.
But no, hang on a minute. No, that's ridiculous because
would,
you use that sauce all the time. You know what I mean? It's just crushed tomatoes.
Yeah, no. I go and order a steak. Absolutely no worries at all. Bit of mushroom sauce on it.
So,
fantastic.
Hang on, sorry. Crumb chicken, you like that. That's a schnitzel basically.
I don't mind veal. I just don't like a chicken palmy.
So what are you like? What have chickens done to you?
No, I don't. No, I feel like chicken tonight. Sometimes chicken tonight, like chicken tonight. But it's not. Listen, as I said to you, it's an unpopular opinion. I don't think there'd be many people out there that would agree with Embers. That's fine. I'm just not a big fan of the Palmy.
133353. What is your unpopular opinion? I'm going to throw it out there, and it's going to hit Lychee in the face. But I don't like Whoppers. Sorry, big rats, Ian Rotto. Sorry.
They're our animals.
No, oh, they're not.
You both hate Whoppers.
I don't care.
And look,
don't get me wrong. When I see a photo of an adorable quokka, their face with the that's cute.
They're adorable.
But then when you see their big rat tail, yuck.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
No.
Ah, they're all right.
That's what we're asking.
No,
you,
they're not.
133353.
They're a rodent.
I don't like palmies. Katie doesn't
so
like quokkas.
Sometimes.
What's your unpopular opinion?
I feel like Ember's really aggressive.
My unpopular opinion. No, I don't think. I think you guys.
Just like, I hate you both. And
no,
I quit.
No. No, that's fine. I'll stick around for the long term. It's fine. I don't know if you guys will. I feel like you probably will agree with this, but I think a lot of people think that Clint Eastwood is the best actor in the world. He's not. He's not that good. Clint Eastwood is the same character in every single movie.
Totally.
Every single. Okay.
So what is it? Gran Torino? Is it Gran Torino? But hey, great movie.
Boring.
I thought it was a great movie. But,
come on, Clint, do something
Clint,
better.
You're right. Like, I don't know. Vary it up. Did you go to acting school? How about you go back? Learn another character.
Clint alone.
Dave is in Hammond Park. Hello.
Hello. How are we?
All right, Dave. We're going very well. Tell us that unpopular opinion.
First of all, Lychee, oh dear. You can't say that.
But
I totally agree with you. You cannot say that.
My unpopular thing that I just cannot believe is so popular is pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah, no.
It is rubbish. No. Rubbish meat, rubbish meat, rubbish cheese, $2 bits of salami on it, mate. give me some Thai food or something that's delicious like that, you know, a pizza. Yummy. People only eat it when they're drunk. Yeah. Give me a souvlaki.
You know, by the way, Dave.
Exactly.
You know what? There are some amazing pizza places, I will say. Like Il Locale in Scarborough, they have got amazing pizzas. But I know what you mean, Dave. It's kind of like that, can't be bothered, don't know what to have. Oh, we'll just get pizza. And it's
$2 meal it is. It's a $2 meal.
Good point.
Unpopular opinion. Dave.
Matt is from Pinjarra. G'day, Matt.
G'day, team.
Hello, Matt. What's your unpopular opinion?
Top Gun. It's no good. Bad movie.
The movie?
Yes, 100%.
I've only just seen it. Oh, no, I saw the Maverick one. I didn't see the original.
Don't watch the original.
You know, is the original awful? Okay.
Again, I'm going to say this, Matt. I don't think I've seen it. Like, I know I've seen parts
You're
of
not
it.
Missing
I know,
much.
I know it's, you know, it's Tom Cruise in a plane. He's flying around and he's a Maverick and he's a Top Gun. But I don't think I've actually seen the whole movie. So there you go, Matt.
Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much it's just all Danger Zone played over and over again. it's
good
just
song,
it's not great.
Joel, our producer.
It is good.
Joel, our producer, is a movie nut.
As the resident movie nerd, this is an outrageous accusation against the film Top Gun. Dude, what's he got against Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise playing sweaty volleyball with each other?
There you go, Matt. Did you not like the sweaty volleyball scene?
No, I just don't like Tom Cruise in it because Val Kilmer is portrayed as the bad guy for wanting Tom Cruise to actually just fly the planes normally.
This is fantastic.
He's diving
Sounds
deep
like
into
it.
Tom Cruise is a bit annoying, I will say. Yeah. I think that's an unpopular opinion.
I've only seen two Tom Cruise films. One is Top Gun, hated it. The other was Mission Impossible 2. That was terrible because they had a terrible scene at the end where they're like they're flicking an AFL football around pretending it's a rugby ball or a gridiron ball. It's terrible. I don't want to know any more about it.
Good on you. Thanks for your call, Matt.
Taylor's in Morley. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Taylor. What's your unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion is that it should be okay to pass gas in public.
Hang on. I need to unpack this a little bit more. So you're saying that you're sitting in a room in your office and you've got your mates next to you and you reckon you can just let it go?
Yep.
But, Taylor, a lot of people do anyway, you know. So are you one that just does it anyway, but you get the whole, poor Taylor, whoa, what'd you do that for?
Yep.
What about on the train or on a bus?
I'll still do it.
Really? Are you the ones who actually make sound or are they like the really sort of silent, deadly ones?
Bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
Taylor, why are you so gassy?
Lactose intolerance.
That'll do it.
All right.
There you go.
Taylor just
wants
to do.
Taylor wants to wake up, walk out, go into work, and absolutely let rip.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. Fair to say, Taylor's probably single at the moment.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
All right, well, it's not a hard question right now. Who's the smarter side of the river? Currently, it's South because South lead 3-0, Embers.
It's as simple as that. We've got some really easy questions. But right now, we do feel like North. We need someone from the North that's going to represent them in style.
That's it. And who do you think of the smartest person in the North?
His name would have to be Craig.
And he'd have to be from Hillary's. Hello, so Craig. Too.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, Craig.
Good afternoon.
You're a gentleman. Hey, talk about gentlemen. Have you seen the new series, The Gentleman, at the moment?
Yes, I'm watching it currently.
Fantastic, yeah, Craig. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, sorry.
Give it a go, mate.
Don't apologise.
Worth a look for sure.
No, he has not been watching The Gentleman because he's been studying for Battle of the Burbs because he's taking on, Blair from Rolling Stone representing the South. Wow, South have been amazing, Blair.
G'day, Blair.
How you going?
Have you been watching The Gentleman?
I've just started.
What do you reckon?
I like it.
Good start. Good, Blair.
Craig, your buzzer is North. Blair, your buzzer is South. The first to two is the winner and puts a point on the board for their side of the river. And we should say, if the South wins today, then for the year, it's 18 apiece.
Wow.
This has been a huge comeback.
What an even competition we've got going here.
Six has the South. Let's get into question one.
Kelly Slater just announced he's becoming a dad again at the age of 52. What sport is he famous for?
South. Surfing.
Wow, South.
Jeez.
Wow, South.
All right.
Wow.
Craig.
My God.
You need this to stay in the game.
Yep.
All right. Question number two. What is the name of the new Tasmanian AFL team?
North.
Devils.
Wow. We've got a
We're
game.
We're going to a decider.
On our hands.
All right, Slammy, it's all yours.
The tiebreaker. Here we go. In the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of Mr. Burns' nerdy assistant?
South.
Whoa. For the win.
Smithers.
It's unbelievable.
That is 18 all for the year. South had an almighty comeback. That was phenomenal.
It's 4-0 right now, but at the back end of the last comp that we played, they won the last three. I think they won the last seven in a row.
Holy hell, Leachy's not happy. But well done, Blair, and good on you, Craig. Good fight. You almost had it, but Blair, too good. Embers, you and I, we're good people.
We
do good things.
You know, that's what Mum says.
And
Dad says that as well. Lipinski's kicked the goal.
We've been... Can you just focus on the show and stop watching the footy for once in your life?
Yeah.
Now, we have done... we're currently doing Red Hot Debates, right, for Chicken Treat.
Yes.
And it was just for Frank's Red Hot Burger. So Treat sent us in some burgers and a few of us all got to enjoy a burger and some chips.
We've done a lot for Chicken Treat.
Right?
And because they are a good WA company and we want to get behind them.
And also we love food. So they dropped us off some food and that was amazing. And then anyway, Geordie, who works with us, said, hey, would you guys mind maybe posting like a story or something for Chicken Treat?
Anything for Chicken Treat.
And we said, absolutely.
For
so that's what we did.
Yep.
And then Geordie as well, again, said to me, oh, Katie, thank you so much for posting and you and Embers posting on your Insta stories. Chicken Treat loved it so much. They're going to give the whole office some Chicken Treat.
Thank you very much.
Like,
you are welcome. It's the least we could do for the people here at Triple M.
And then she said, you know, it's coming at noon. I said, oh, that's a little bit earlier than I come in. She goes, that's all right. We'll save you a plate. I'll make sure, you know, Joel and Leachy know to save you guys a plate.
Sure,
I was like, well, that's the least they can do.
That's what team members do. They look after
for
each other.
For a free lunch.
You rub my back, I'll rub yours.
So I get to work today at 1 o'clock. No, 12:30 actually. And I said, oh, Chicken Treat. Great. Everyone was happy. Joel, did you save me a plate? To which you said...
Well, I walked up and the chicken had been massacred. It was completely gone. No chips, no chicken.
But sorry, you had lunch, didn't
you?
Yeah,
obviously before I went up, I got a wrap into me first.
Leachy, you had a nice Chicken Treat lunch?
I had a small little bit, yes.
Fantastic.
Ah.
Yeah.
Neither of you saved me or Embers, the people, the sole reason as to
why Chicken Treat was here today at Triple M was because of the lamb dog.
Yeah. And you.
And her plus one, right? And you, producer Joel, and you, Leachy, and all the rest of the people here.
Refused.
What would you like? What do you want?
We want a public apology. That is exactly what we want. We want a public apology.
You didn't even
apology.
Save us some bones maybe, to make a stocker or something tonight?
Maybe Leachy will give you a public apology. I'm not going to do that because I'm too busy running all the things behind the scenes on this show to make it work and make it happen every day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you what Embers would probably do, a lazy poem.
Oh.
Embers and Caddy Lamb, two people whom I call a friend. 3 whole months of working together. My God, when will this pain end? I start my day like most people. Dry cleaning pickups, washing both your cars. Reminding Embers of what his phone passcode is. Picking up Caddy Lamb from vomit-stained bars.
That's true.
No one understands how tough this gig is. They really can be flogs. Embers talking, winning a Norm Smith medal on repeat. Caddy Lamb showing photos of her dogs. But Leachy can back me up here. This forced apology stings. The chicken came in at 12 o'clock. Maybe if you came in before work, before 4 p.m, you might have got some wings. I'm sure you'll get over it. I know you're feeling flat. The positive news is you both missed a meal today, which should help burn some fat. There's your poem.
That's actually not too bad.
And now he's ripped it up, Emma's. So.
Well, I've called for a press conference, so I would like to make thank you for attendance this afternoon on what is a difficult moment for our Rush Hour members, Katie Lamb, a.k.a. Lamb Dog, a.k.a. Clam, a.k.a. Divi 4 Netball Queen, and Andrew Embley, a.k.a. Embers, a.k.a. Norm. Today, Thursday, March 21, approximately 12:01 p.m, the staff were called up for a free lunch, partly to celebrate Harmony Day, but also as our wonderful friends at Chicken Treat were kind enough to shout the office lunch. Before you ask, no, Chicken Treat have not paid or sponsored this statement. However, Chicken Treat, if you are listening, I will always be your friend and spokesperson for life. Lunch was provided in part due to both A. Embley and K. Lamb's social media post last week, hyping up the new Frank's Red Hot Burger only at Chicken Treat. And yes, this was noticed by the higher-ups at Chicken Treat Coop.
Therefore,
the free feed. It was unfortunate, therefore, both Mr. Embley and Miss Lamb missed out on their shout, even though they were provided their own exclusive burger and chips last Wednesday.
Which you got to.
You should be lauded by the staff at 92.9 Triple M Perth and the wider workers of Southern Cross Austereo for their free lunch. However, for you to point fingers at the hardworking producer, Joel, the ever-reliable brand experience genius, Geordie, and even myself, is heinous. For you, if you were to read your email better and adjust your grueling 3.5-hour-a-day work schedule to join us, then you would not have missed out. You should have been there to wave to your adoring workmates, be cheered and be celebrated, but your basic lack of reading meant that you missed out. This is not our fault. This is yours. It is us who should receive an apology.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't appreciate you, Leechy.
Well, you never
Your poem was actually kind of good. I do appreciate you. It's the end of the
world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?